9 months after its world premiere in Berlin, the film version of Claire Keegan's Small Things Like These gets its Irish premiere in Dublin this evening. The film, which stars Cillian Murphy, opens in cinemas here on Friday. Let's listen to a snippet from the movie.
Does nuns have a finger in every pipe, Bill? You're going making a nuisance of yourself now. Like me denying your younger ones an education.
There's a little gift for you. I'm sure Eileen will appreciate it.
Stay on the right side, people.
Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke has been watching the film. Evelyn, will you remind us briefly, first of all, of the story? It's based on Claire Keegan's novella.
It is indeed. That novella, published in 2021, went on actually to be Booker shortlisted in 2022. But it's a story that's really struck a chord with readers. It's set in 1980s Ireland. It tells the story of, according to a coal merchant called Bill Furlong. It's now indeed on the Leaving Cert English curriculum, that book. But when the reader first meets the character, life in 1980s Ireland is good for him and his family. He has, I think, five daughters. He's running a successful business, has many customers around the town. The film indeed shot around New Ross. But he has a long-term delivery arrangement with the local convent, and then one day Rachel, when delivering coal to the nuns, he decides to investigate, and really that's where the story begins to unfold. And we get to see his story today, as in the present day in the film, but indeed flashbacks to him as a child and why he has a particular connection, and that story of the Magdalen Laundries has such resonance for him as a character. So I'm walking the fine line of telling you bits but not all of it, but that's really the haunting theme at the heart of it, I suppose, is that what he uncovers at the Magdalen Laundries.
Yeah, I've a feeling at this stage so many people have read that book that it's almost impossible to introduce a spoiler, because most people will know the plot. You've seen the film. It's been getting excellent reviews. What's your verdict?
I have to say, Rachel, it's quietly devastating. You know, it's absolutely beautiful. And I suppose one of the things I'm trying to say to people is, you know, go see it. It is beautiful and it's gentle and delicate in places. It doesn't hammer you over the head. You know, it's a huge watch. It feels like an important film to see, but it's also a beautiful film to see. The film work is beautiful. It was adapted by Enda Walsh. The acting is extraordinary. I mean, Cillian Murphy's face throughout the movie, the camera just keeps lingering on his face, and it just tells so much about that story on his face. But Eileen Walsh there on camera with him, reunited, of course, Enda Walsh, Cillian Murphy and Eileen Walsh came together, Disco Pigs all those years ago for their breakout roles. And it just is really quiet, really devastating, totally recognisable, familiar. You know, you have these beautiful scenes in the home where the girls, his girls, are running around the place having this kind of idyllic childhood. And then he goes up to this convent and you just see the stark reality of what other young girls were dealing with in 1980s Ireland as well. So it is important. It feels like something that deserves the reviews. It's getting 5-star reviews everywhere. It's won awards, as you said there. Emily Watson playing the main nun in it. She's devastating in it. But it feels like a really powerful, simple, yet really strong, strong film that I think Irish audiences in particular are going to find particularly interesting to go and see.
I was looking at some of the US reviews, and as you said, most of them are overwhelmingly positive. And even the ones that weren't blown away by the film stressed that Cillian Murphy's performance is stunning.
Yeah, there's a sequence where he's looking in the mirror and tears fall, and it's very hard not to cry yourself watching it. And he's one of the few kind of strong or big male characters in the film. It's very much a female dominated film. But when you think of the power of the story and how it really, you know, connected with readers and how Hollywood got on board, I mean, very quickly once the film ends, you see these extraordinary names on the credits. Tim Meelan's directing it. Indeed, Cillian produced it along with Alan Maloney, his friend, and he's been really championing this. And it's an important film for him because it's really our first time seeing him on screen since his post-Oscar win. And you sort of feel at that stage, you know, he could be doing anything, but this is what he's put his name and his face to. Matt Damon on board as a producer, Ben Affleck on board as a producer. So it really has the heavy hitters behind it. And I have to say, it is extremely strong. It's really powerful, but it's quiet, it's simple, it's delicate, and it's just the most compelling film you can imagine watching of this story, because the story, it's a novella, it's a short story, and you're kind of thinking, how do they get a full movie out of it? But they do, and it is really, really something else. It has really knocked me off, I have to say.
Well, Evelyn, thank you very much for joining us with that. That was Evelyn O'Rourke, our arts and media correspondent.